Hello, this is Roy Thomas, and you're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's right, friends. You've been waiting for the podcast that talks about the things you love. Well, go no further, because you've reached the Power Cosmic Podcast. Each week, legendary Comic-Con promoter Mitch Halleck of the Terrific Con and legendary finder of lost things John Cimino of Saturday Morning Collectibles at the Raynham Flea Market, booth A89 and 90, will talk about the stuff you love. Now sit back and talk about comics, TV, movies, toys, and more. It's the Power Cosmic Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Mitch Halleck live at Plastic City Comic Con at Fitchburg State University, and we're here doing the Power Cosmic Podcast with our friend John Cimino in the flesh. Say hello, John.
I'm in a meat locker, and I'm freaking freezing.
Not only that, we're watching Kenny Lawrence drink without dribbling down his face. And not only that, we are in front of the man that could wear a Superman leather jacket and not be Tom Welling, the one, the only, from the Angry Geeks, the man of the hour, the man with the power, Louie Perry.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? And I have to agree with Mr. Cimino. It's freaking freezing in here. Oh, my God.
Who would have thought it'd be spring, April 21st, 2018, and I got icicles on my pee-pee? What about you, Johnny?
See, the funny thing is Keith moved it from July because he knew it might get too hot. If it gets hot outside, it might be too hot.
Yeah. I'd rather be hot.
So he moves. He picks up and moves his con to Antarctica, and now we're freaking free.
It's actually warmer outside than it is in here, believe it or not. Because I was just outside.
Really?
Yeah. Keith goes, "Are you leaving?" I go, "No, I'm here to the end of the line, buddy. I'm not going anywhere." What about you? Did you film some stuff?
And I heard it was flooded out. They had to drain
the
water.
There's something on the shoes because I got this. They said it's salt.
I think it's asbestos.
My shoes are covered with some kind of funk. What about you?
Yeah, we filmed some stuff. We had Parker Lewis on the show. But I tell you what.
Wait, is that the guy that was Parker Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy?
He's the guy.
Oh, I had no idea. I never watched that show. I was like, who is that? They go, that's Corman. What's his name? Corman Nemchek? Nemek?
Something like that. Yeah, I can't pronounce his last name.
So he was the star of the show?
Yes.
And this is where he is now?
Yeah.
Man, he's got a shitty agent, huh?
Yes, but talk about shitty agent. I was over at the Terrific Con booth.
Yeah.
They have the friggin' door open, and it's freezing over there.
People outside smoking cigarettes. I'm like, dude, I'm freezing. Shut the friggin' door, will you?
Well, I got a cinder block hole to get open, for crying out loud.
And I closed that cinder block. I did close it a few times.
I know. And they're like, oh, but I need to go smoke. I go, the heat from that cigarette was keeping us warm. I might actually burn some of your dollar books just to get some warmth going on here. But, we have a lot of people. We could go harass a lot of people. We got Joe Caramagna here. We got Jason May, who used to be part of the Land of the Living. We don't know what he is now.
Yeah, we don't know what he is.
We got Jimmy Talbot on drums over here. Look at him hustling people for a nickel. Literally for a nickel.
So we could buy some of John's dollar books.
Oh, no.
For heat.
Yeah. Who else do we know here from the old crowd? Oh, Keith Gleason, who's the man who put this iceberg on, yeah? Kenny Lawrence there, the man.
Brian's here.
Brian Letendry from the late lamented Secret Identity podcast to the new show called Power Chords, which I don't know who listens to.
No, but the
you
other
actually thing- sounds, you were sick this week.
Yeah.
When I called, you were actually one of the rare times I've ever heard you coughing. So this is not conducive to you getting any better. You're probably going to be pneumonia tomorrow.
From the negative 24 temperature here and the asbestos all over the floor.
It's keeping your temperature down. That's the good thing about it. You know what's going to happen? Earlier today, we had Scott Tucky and Chris Gugliotti here from the Gamma-based comic book auctions. They were here. God knows what else.
Tucky dropped off his Stretch Hulk that looks a lot like him, if you see the body.
It's got no pants on, which is actually a lot like him. Which is weird.
The person who's not cold in this place, and he's never cold or hot, is Matches Malone. Because
Malone was there.
He'll wear that back.
I was calling him Flamethrower Finnegan. He didn't like that. I wouldn't get his real name. The Angry Geeks had a lovely young Wonder Woman here with them, but she died of frostbite.
Yeah, she just took off for a photo shoot. She's going outside where it's warm.
I know, right?
The power went out in my refrigerator. I'm glad I could put my meats and sausages exactly. up there hanging.
Steve Rogers in the bathroom. He's like, what year is it? I'm like, I don't know.
Talk about your experience. Wasn't somebody dying?
Oh, yeah. I go to the bathroom. If you're ever going to overdose, I found the perfect spot for you. I go in there. There's three urinals, all right? Two of them look okay. One is sketchy. As I'm doing my business there, I hear a moaning coming from the bathroom stall behind me. I look under there to see if there's two sets of legs or one. There's only one set of leg. I don't know what that guy ate, but he was not feeling well up there. So there's a dead body in the men's room downstairs near the locker room. So if anybody wants to go to that. Jeremy got a bad batch. That's another story. Here, don't eat the cookies. Don't eat the brown cookies from Jeremy.
I will admit, I went to the bathroom, and I just put on the heat, like, to dry your hands, and I stayed under it for, like, 10 minutes. A guy took a dump, came back, and he's looking at me, like, I didn't care. I got no shame. I'm just putting it up my shirt, down my pants. I didn't care. I had to get warm.
See? People think the life of the comic book people are so exciting here. We get up. I drove 2.5 hours from Connecticut just to get here on time. I'm in the land of luxury here in Fitchburg, wherever that the hell is. It's almost New Hampshire. I was like, I'm going to keep going to Canada.
No, Fitchburg's almost Worcester, Mitch.
Oh, okay. It's almost Worcester. I unloaded my stuff. I got a nice setup back there. I got banners and everything. I sold a couple tickets, sold some tables.
Has there been any deaths, though? Do we know that there are deaths?
That's why we left. We don't have him on the show today because it's too freaking cold over there.
We got J.M. DeMatteis here, famous Marvel writer, Kraven's Last Hunt, the Justice League. He's known for that. He froze to death a while ago. What was it? What did he do?
He's writing a Constantine cartoon.
Oh, he was telling me about that. He came by. Literally, he came by with a long coat on, a scarf. I go, what did you walk out of November? He goes, I don't know, man. It's so cold here. I can't forget. So we're going to break Keith's balls about this forever. This will be called the Ice Cube Con. That's what it's going to go down at. I was at Freezer Con.
But who would have thought it would be this
in
freaking
April
cold?
21st? Hell is frozen over.
Well, they put a Facebook post up today. It said, wear your jacket. It's cold. I'm like, yeah no
I
shit.
So there was a safety thing so people don't die.
Yeah, they don't want to get any lawsuits coming by. But what has been the most interesting thing you've seen here today?
What, say that again, Mitchie?
What's the most interesting thing you've seen today?
The asbestos all over the floor that's literally here to see if we're going to die. No. I want to see the first. I saw a guy, I think, died in the hallway, and he's just covered with asbestos.
Last week, I was at the Big Apple Con with Mike Carbo, and that had its own set of methadone. And then this one today, I don't know where we are today. I mean, compare this to your typical crowd at the Rain and Flea Market. What would you say?
Well, at least we're heated over there. I mean, like, there's heat. There's no heat here. No. My feet are cold. My back is cold. And I got a cold anyways. Yeah. So I'm not built for this stuff.
Well, the guy that's really taking a hit is the guy that sells the Wild Bill sodas where you buy a $20 silver mug and you get a cold soda all day. I was like, if you had hot chocolate, you'd make a friggin' fortune right now. But I don't think anyone's over there buying ice cold sodas.
I think I must have seen about 4 or 5 mugs. Usually at a con, they're everywhere. I see 4 or 5 mugs. That's it.
Nah, but anyway, what can we talk about? We're days away from the Infinity War.
Oh, where are we going, Mitch? Where are we going this week?
We're
going
to be seeing the Infinity War with Roy Thomas, Jim Starlin, you, me, and your buddy. Uh-oh.
A few more hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we just had, ladies and gentlemen, Boston Jimmy's here on the show.
I got somebody who wants to work for you.
Oh, hey, T. How you doing? I know, Ty, T, whatever. Hey, J-Bo. They're our fans. They follow us on Facebook. They call them stalkers in most states, but here they call them fans. So... what do we got here?
So are you guys going to go see?
8 minutes. Yeah, we're going to go see the Infinity War with the guys who helped make it. I think Jim Starlin's going to roll a big fatty and just fire it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll have to edit that out. Yeah, you're like, yeah don't say he drugs stuff now.
No drugs.
He's more of an acid guy. Look at Lou Perry. He's like, we don't have this on the Angry Geek Show. How is the Angry Geek Show? How many years has that been going on?
5 years.
How many people have watched it? Five.
My mom. I think
but you keep going, though. You keep going, right? Oh, I got good news for you. Speaking of big successes like you, Keith Gleason's just signed his book, the one with the serial characters. That's all going to be in Alternate Comics. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he got
a deal today. He told me that. He signed it, so you'll be able to read. What was it called? Like the mascots? It was like the serial thing. He made cereal boxes.
The Mighty Mascots.
The Mighty Mascots. Yeah, it's going to be its own book.
He got signed.
He got signed today, yeah.
He got signed today?
Yeah, it'll be a new comic book. You'll be coming out from Keith Gleason, written and drawn by him.
Hopefully Keith lives through the end of the day through this con that he can enjoy his people, fruits of his labor.
People might come after him with this one here. But that was some bit of news today. But I was going to say, we're going to see the Infinity War. We got to start laying money down. Who's not coming back at the end of this movie? Then we can go back afterwards and see who was right or wrong.
I'm going to say Cap's not coming back.
I'm actually thinking Tony Stark's going to bite the dust. I've been watching lately thinking that would be the surprise that Stark gets taken out. What do you think? You're still going to Captain America's going to get killed?
Yeah, Cap, Vision, Loki.
Yeah. Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, definitely.
Nobody's going to miss him. How about any of the women characters? Scarlet Witch?
No. Because they're going to make a movie with her.
Sam Jones? What's his name?
Oh, I think...
Sam Jackson. Nick Fury.
Who's the daughter of... not Gamora, the other one.
Oh, Nebula. She's out.
I think Nebula's gone.
Boom. Done. None of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. None of those
Groot
guys.
Again, but he's just going to grow back.
No.
Yeah, that's true. Do you realize they say that's not the same Groot that was in... That's a different Groot, I've heard.
Yeah, because it's a baby Groot. And it just, like...
Yeah, but they said that's not really him. It's not like he got reincarnated. That's a totally different thing. I said, that's bullshit because why would he keep only saying, I am Groot? Because didn't the other one hurt his like lungs or something and he can't talk? That's why he says that or something?
Totally different character.
It's supposed to be a totally different. It's not the same one. It's like the son of the other one. So anyway, I learned that the other day. James Gunn, the writer and artist, said that. So... Oh, we were talking about the Angry Geeks. What is the most obnoxious thing that's happened to you at a con? Has anyone, like, broken your camera or yelled at you to get away from them? Or did they think you were stalking them?
No, I did have Jeremy. Just today, someone actually came up to Jeremy and asked for cookies.
Wait, for what?
Oh, yeah, that's a little story there about some edibles.
But the most obnoxious thing is when we were interviewing, actually, Kevin Conroy at...
Yeah, my show, yeah.
Somebody actually walked right by the camera, ripped the mic out of our camera, and started talking to Kevin.
And did Conroy even blink, or he just kept going?
He just looked at me, looked at the guy, and said, we're trying to conduct an interview here. And the guy goes, oh, can you sign this?
Oh, my God. No, that's funny. Did he do it in his Batman voice, though?
No,
I'm trying to do an interview here. Get away from this, guys.
It was really cool about it, but he was, like, just looking at the fan. Apparently, the fan was a little bit drinking.
Oh, well, at a casino, go imagine.
Yeah. But,
Do you have any of Jeremy's cookies?
No. But if you watch the interview, Jeremy was not a part of it originally because we kept Jeremy away from Kevin.
Yeah. After that John Shipp incident.
Exactly. So what happened was Jeremy found out that I was interviewing Kevin. Ran across the casino, jumped over the table. Now, Kevin didn't know.
Bullshit, he really jumped over it?
Yes. Now, you watch the interview, you'll see, Matches Malone is with me. You see a look of fear in Kevin's eyes as Jeremy's coming over. And Kevin looks at myself and looks at Matches Malone like, stop this guy until he finds out that Jeremy is with us. And Jeremy just lost his mind. And it was almost John Shipp part two.
Did you just hook up with somebody in front of my eyes?
What?
With that customer?
No.
All right. John is over here trying to get a date. I've been watching his moves a couple of seconds ago.
No, just a friend. No.
For a brief moment, I was like, oh, what? John's putting the moves on. He's selling comics and he's scoring.
Too cold to be doing anything like that.
Well, you might get some friction there and warm yourself up.
The asbestos is friction enough.
So I was just listening about the worst incident. Did we ever talk about what the worst incident at con you ever had? Because I got one. What's the worst thing that ever happened to you at a Comic-Con after all these years? Embarrassing with an actor, an artist, a creator, somebody who told you off? You had a good story with Darwin Cook. Wasn't he, like, feeling your muscles or something at one point? The late, great Darwin Cook?
Yeah, but we were just hanging out. And it was just kind of fun. And then he came to the booth and he hung with me for 20 minutes. But that was a good thing.
Yeah.
As for a funny thing or an embarrassing thing, I don't know if I really ever had one, Mitch.
How about the bathroom story with Neil Adams? Can we talk about that one or not really?
No, we'll talk about it. Okay. I have an encounter, a thing with, a bond with Neil Adams that he doesn't know about. But I do.
Do you really want to tell the story? Because I just announced him as a guest at my show.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I mean...
We should. Mitchie.
You just touched your nose. Don't touch my hand. I don't want to get sick.
We should, though, because because...
Is this the one where I'm thinking about the washing?
Yeah, yes.
No, don't tell that story.
Well, you don't...
No, because it's going to be embarrassing.
There is a Rob Liefeld story where we were set up to interview Liefeld, and we're sitting at the food court because it was at a show. Walk over to Liefeld. I'm going to introduce him. He starts freaking out on me. I'm eating my lunch, man. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. So later on, Jeremy and I go to interview him. He looks at us, face turns white.
Yeah.
He's like, did I fuck up? I'm like, yeah, you did, buddy. Yeah, so Jeremy starts asking him if he can draw feet or not, because we all know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
Would Liefeld, did he go along with the bit?
No.
He wasn't happy with that?
He wasn't happy with that.
No, did he really snap at you when I'm eating and stuff?
Yep, he was sitting there eating his Taco Bell, and he goes, man, I'm trying to eat here.
I had that happen with, what's the guy that used to work with, Tim Sale, years ago in Baltimore. He was eating like a tuna fish sandwich, and nobody was there, and I just walked by, and I just did the head nod. He goes, I'm trying to eat my lunch. I go, I don't give a shit. I just say, hey. And he goes, oh, and I just kept walking. And then there was another guy, not Bill Willingham, was it Garth Ennis? One of these guys was at a show, and I was being introduced by the promoter to him. He said, oh, this is Mitch. He runs Terrificon in Connecticut. And the guy turns around and goes, look, I'm sure it's a great show, but I'm so busy. I really can't do it. I wish you all the luck. And this, I go, I wasn't inviting you. I was just saying, hey, but now that you've been an ass, I wouldn't invite you. He goes, oh, I thought you wanted me to come to the show. I go, fuck no, but forget it now. He's like, I'm so sorry. I go, hey, whatever, buddy. Sometimes people need to be taken down a notch. It's like, hey. Who cares? All right?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Jeremy just goes up. So drawing feet, Liefeld's face got like.
Oh. Well, best one, Jerry tells me a story about John Byrne. They were at a restaurant in Westport, and Byrne was there, and the waiter comes by, and I guess John had drawn something, and he goes, oh, are you somebody? He goes, oh, I'm John Byrne. And the waiter was like, okay, what does that mean? He goes, oh, you ever read the X-Men? He goes, yeah. He goes, I used to draw that. He goes, oh, okay. So I guess Byrne drew like a Wolverine for the kid and said, here. He goes, oh, yeah. All right. Thanks, man. And just took it and folded it, put it in his pocket. Could care less that John Byrne had just drawn him a Wolverine. And everybody at the table was laughing their ass off. They're like, nobody cares, you know? It's kind of fun. Like, who are you?
And is that why John doesn't do cons?
No, this was at a deli in...
Is that why he doesn't do guns?
John gets more of grief from the Superman reboot.
Yeah. Not so much X-Men,
I like that. I liked it. I liked it. It's one of the greatest to me.
That's what blackballed.
I forgot to ask. You got your Action Comic 1000 this week?
Yes, I did.
Did you read it?
No, not yet. I just picked it up yesterday.
Oh, which cover did you get?
The Jim Lee cover.
The basic one. Yeah. I picked up the Michael Cho one, like the World War II. So he's fighting some people there. I don't know. It looks like a good book, but are you a Superman reader every month?
Yeah, I am. I get Action. I got the regular Superman, and I also get Super Sons. I think that book.
I like Super Sons.
I love that. It's great.
Yeah. And Peter Tomasi?
Is it now? Yes, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Well, we were just talking last week's show. We were saying Superman is a lame character because, you know, it is what it is. But what do you think about it?
I think making him a dad made him a better character. I'm really digging the whole thing with him being a dad because now you're seeing a whole different light of Superman.
Yeah.
And
he has a kid in the comics now?
Yeah. He has a little boy, yeah.
Yeah, John. You didn't know that? John Cimino?
I haven't read comics.
No, he hasn't read Superman in particular.
Yeah, no, he has a kid now.
I did not know.
Yeah, that's where Super Sons come in.
So they took the idea from, like, Superman Returns?
Who's the mother, Lois?
Yeah, Lois is the mother, yeah. He was born in the Batcave.
Born in the Batcave.
Born in the Batcave. Yeah.
I did not know. How can he get her pregnant? His load would shoot right through her friggin'
I know, Mr. Kevin Smith. It's the whole convergence thing, and that's when the baby was born.
Wait, we're just joined by Jeremy Courtney. Jeremy, did you know Superman has a son now?
Yes, I do.
And John had an important question. John wanted to know how Superman could have had sex with Lois Lane without the speeding sperm.
Like blew Lois apart. Like she's just been destroyed. She can't get up now.
That's what John has said. But you're okay with that?
I didn't hear.
Maybe it was a super insemination.
Maybe
he has control over his spermatoza and actually could will them to actually slow down the speed.
Wait. What's more to me right now is I need this to complete my Blue Devils.
I was wondering why you pulled that out. I'm like, Is that?
I need it. I collect blue dots.
How long has this been going on for? Like, how long has he had the kid for?
Oh, dude, about a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, Super Sons is up issue 14 or something right now.
Is that Blue Devil with Keith Giffen and Paris Collin doing the artwork?
Yes, it is.
And you, what issue you were looking for? 13?
Yes. If I go, you go to...
Oh, my God, that is so bizarre. You literally found a book you've been looking for in John's pile of stuff.
Crap. Yes.
Yeah.
And seriously, see, now you go to my handy-dandy comic book app.
Oh, my God, he actually has...
Yes, I actually have an app.
Who are you talking to?
I know, right? He's wearing a Superman jacket as we speak. Of course he's into it.
And let's see, I'm going to pull up my Blue Devil stuff right here. I'm going to get to it once I find it. And this is not my whole collection. This is...
You know, the greatest thing about an audio podcast is they really could see you moving your iPhone around looking at some books and stuff.
I know, well, I'm trying to listen.
Why
to
do you that. Like the Blue Devil character? Why is that character appealing to you? I've never read a Blue Devil comic.
Well, it's like, for myself, I liked all the obscure characters. I mean, I always liked...
Obscure?
As a kid, I always liked...
What's his origin? I really don't... I'm being sad.
What? He's a Hollywood...
All right, tell me the story. How did it come about? I don't know anything about Blue Devil.
He's a Hollywood stuntman, and he came about, he ends up getting a curse, and he's now just a Blue Devil. He has a sidekick, too, called Kid Devil, who's a part of the Teen Titans.
Always more pro-DC, right?
Yeah, always. Myself, I like all of the obscure characters. When I was growing up, of course, I like Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman.
You're a big Aquaman fan.
I was just going to get to that.
You're the number one Aquaman fan.
You laughed at me because I knew Aquaman Seahorse's name, and I knew Aqualad Seahorse's name, and Tusky.
Tusky was the little walrus that hung around with them.
We'll give you this. Filmation Aquaman was the best Aquaman.
Oh, absolutely.
That was the woo, 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 when he would, like, talk to the fish.
Yeah, now I'm sick.
Water balls, like he would.
Yeah, water balls. Yeah.
I have a gif of that.
A water ball?
Yeah, of Aquaman throwing a water bottle.
I always thought that was bizarre. It's like, how can he throw water underwater?
It's just one of those.
It's magic.
It's just magic.
Well, let me tell you this. See, this was my problem. I loved Filmation one, but then when you saw him on, because it was syndicated. They were syndicated at the same time. I was like, why is Aquaman so lame in this one, the Super Friends? But he was so majestic in the other.
In the Filmation, the Batman, Aquaman, Superman.
Give us a... an Aquaman swear.
The books I have of Blue Devil in my collection, and I.
Why do you have a picture of them all?
Oh, I can go either.
What is that app? CLZ Comics, and what does that do? You just type in the issue you're missing, and it shows you the cover.
Yeah,
it's pretty clever.
You can even scan it in, so on and so forth, and it tells you.
And that keeps track of your list when you go to store shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I usually just pick. John knows. I just pick up things I like. I go, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Boom.
He's so random. Mitch is so random.
I bought a Thor omnibus today. A guy sold to me for $40. Never open because I meet Simonson tomorrow. I might as well get it autographed. You know.
Walt is a cool guy.
Yeah, no, I've met him before. He's giving me a Thor and stuff, but I'm watching my booth there. Like, I wonder if somebody's trying to buy tickets. I'm over here talking to you.
Send Jeremy over there. He'll sell tickets
he'll sell
for you.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a Cyberman behind you right there. Look at that. Either that or it's 3PO's weird cousin.
You know, this app is pretty cool. I mean, like, getting back to John's question, I always like the obscure characters. Like, on when Super Friends...
Oh, no, Aquaman. We were talking about that. Give me an Aquaman curse word, like jumping jellyfish.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Well, that's a SpongeBob, I think. He would have something.
Tadpole. Yeah, Tadpole. He always called Aqualad Tadpole.
Yeah. Did he have, like, one of those, like, battle cries?
No, but right now you're putting me on the spot, and the only thing that's popping in my head is Green Arrow's Robin Hood's bow.
Oh, you would say that?
Yes. The very first episode of the Super Friends.
Green Arrow was on it?
Green Arrow was on it. They all got the 70s one. They got shrunken down, and Green Arrow came up, and he said, Plastic Man was on it as well.
Wait. Now, I remember there was only Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Robin. There was no guest stars on the very first Super Friends. There was Wendy and Marvin and their stupid dog. What was their Wonder Dog.
No.
I don't remember any guest stars ever. Oh, yeah. There was?
All the time.
Oh, I think that was like the second season.
No.
Remember they had like Green Lantern on and his skin was a darker color? And I'm like.
You know why, right? Because he comes from L.A. Coast City's out in L.A. So they made Green Lantern. They made Hal Jordan into this cool swab guy.
Oh, I had no idea. He was like a George Hamilton tan. Is that why he looked like that? All these years, I was like, why does Green Lantern look that way?
Because they made him into a cool guy, where if you listen to his dialogue, it was like, oh, my God, Superman, we got to go do this. And he's like, don't worry about it.
What about Apache Chief? I always...
Neon Junk. Apache Chief, he was in the second.
You scared that poor girl over there when you yelled out that thing.
El Dorado was a token Spanish.
Yep, but El Dorado had the weirdest costume. He looked like a male stripper, right?
No, I always thought it was bizarre when Apache Chief grew so big that he was wearing that loincloth. They must have looked up and saw his junk hanging down, and it was the size of a telephone pole. And I'm like, oh, my God.
His balls must have been big as, like, boulders. Like,
That's what I would sit there and go, I hope he's got some coverage under that.
Oh, he must have. Neon Junk.
Remember he fought Cheetah? She got really big once, too? Yep, or no. Well,
there was Giganta. I guess she was a part of the Legion of Doom. That was the second series, but Green Arrow was in the very...
Do you ever think they got it on? No. I mean, he was just 50 foot tall, Native American, and she's this gigantic woman.
I'll get big if you get big.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. This is the thing. When you're watching this as a prepubescent, teenage, horny little bastard, you're watching... All you're thinking is sex. You're watching them going, geez, I wonder how big or... You know, everything is on that thing. And look at Apache Chief. He's big, too. He's like the John Cimino of the Super Friends. Right?
Yeah, I mean, like I...
He's speechless!
No, wasn't Giganta, she was an ape? Oh, what was her origin?
We're going to ask Lou Perry, expert on DC, the story of Giganta.
No, Giganta was actually a human scientist and a...
Who do you think?
Giganta was a human scientist, and she came across this amulet that makes her grow big. Because she was actually Apache Chief's nemesis. Where Cheetah was Wonder Woman's nemesis.
It's going to be in the new movie, by the way, which I don't understand. The one from Saturday Night Live. Yeah, is she going to wear the outfit with the little tail?
Well, I don't know which Cheetah they're going to go with. I'm hoping so. But there is an action figure that you might know about.
Wait, what do you mean, which Cheetah? Why? What other versions are there?
Well, you have one that actually looks like a Cheetah. Then you have
the one from the cartoon.
No. The one in the cartoon.
Yes, she wore a cat suit.
Okay, that's that one. But in the comic, she's actually a cheetah. She gets transformed.
Oh, she's like Tigra in the Marvel world. Right. In our world, she would be Tigra.
Correct. Now, the DC Universe Classics, since we're on Cheetah, those line of action figures, they released a cheetah one where she's nude. And they had her recall them back.
Wait, back. Is that like that? What's that Thundercats? What's that?
Chitara.
Was it like a Chitara type?
No. She was completely nude. And they were like, oh, we got to call it back. And they called
it. Is it out there? Did people get it? Is it expensive?
It's like maybe about $3,000 if you can find it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Why would she be nude, though?
It's the way they molded the plastic, and she's completely nude.
Yeah, but she's painted. It's like body paint. It's not like her... You know,
right, but they call it nude. If you look it up, and it's worth about $3,000.
No kidding. Well, you ever see one of those?
No, I never even knew.
No. Speaking of Aquaman, you're supposed to have a Mego doll for me. Remember, we were at a con before.
Oh, yeah, he had that Mego Aquaman. I've seen you.
John and I were at a con together, and that's disgusting.
It is. John just picked up a dollar bill with his mouth. He must think he's back at the stripper clubs.
I'm too cold to even take my hands out of my pocket.
Paying for my Blue Devil comic book.
Kenny Lawrence is drinking again without dripping soda on his body. With his winter coat on. It is funny to watch us all wearing our winter coats and hats and stuff.
What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we were at a con.
Tara.
No, we were talking about Aquaman Meagle doll.
Oh, yeah, sure, you were.
Well, yeah, because I want another one because mine is broken, and John said he had one for me.
Broke on it.
The legs, always.
You know what always happened to those Migos? The goddamn elastic band would break inside, and then all the body, the limbs would just fall apart. How would you ever get that back on? I always wondered that. How do they attach those things? What, do you got to separate the torso?
Yeah, there's an O-ring. There's an O-ring in there that they loop it around. Like, collectors, Migo enthusiasts. Yeah, there's a way to do that. They like it.
Now, what else is happening here that we could talk about Aquaman? His wife, Mira, dead. You know who killed him? Paul Kupperberg. Yep, he's coming to the show. He's known to kill... Paul kills a lot of characters. He killed Archie. He killed Vigilante. Yep. I'm sure he's killed the Doom Patrol a couple times. He's just... he's the man of death. What am I going to say, you know?
You should stay away from him.
I don't know. So we heard your most embarrassing con incident. I got yelled at by Howard Chaykin, got called a whore.
Oh, actually,
I've told that story.
Jeremy, last year at Terrific Con, Jeremy and Howard Chaykin... Howard Chaykin would just blasted him during the whole interview. It was so funny.
Well, Howard likes doing that. That's you gotta get into it. You know, there's your Wonder Woman.
No, that's not mine.
Oh, that's not yours?
No, she knows
tattoos.
Yeah, she knows me.
I know her. I can't remember her name, so please don't ask me to introduce you.
That's not Kuna, is it?
No, it's not Kuna either. She's Mera today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
My Wonder Woman is running around here.
I can't feel my toes. I actually can't feel my toes right now. Is that a first Punisher, Mike Zeck?
I had to complete a set. One of the sets I have.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. John's wheeling and dealing over here today. Well, this has been a pretty quiet Power Cosmic podcast. We're actually more excited when we're on the phone. I thought together you and I would be able to bang one out, but I think we're so cold.
Yeah, Mitch. I'm sorry. I'm freezing.
I concur.
There's no life in this today. There's no life. I saw somebody over here who had a podcast table up there. They were asking people to be on their show. I go, no. Yeah. You like the Legos? I'm looking at the guy selling the fake Legos. Flagos, we call them.
Oh, there's so many of those. There's so many of those people now.
Yeah, I like the little Lego characters.
You know, there's Legos everywhere, and there's Funko Pops everywhere.
Yeah, it's all become a plastic thing. Why don't they just have a Toy Con?
There is one.
Is there ever a Mego Collector Con?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Mego Me. That's where
that's where Art goes, right?
Yeah, well, he owned it. He just recently.
Oh, Art owned it? Art Balthazar?
Yeah, but he just recently sold it. That's why he's coming to us now.
Oh, it was in Chicago where he is?
Yeah, he moved it. It was always in like some train station down in Virginia.
Really? And what do they do? To sell replicas or the originals?
It's more of a hangout.
Oh, I see.
And then in LA, they have the He-Man one.
You got rid of that Wayne Foundation thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold it. PowerCon.
Yeah, they actually invited Jeremy out there.
To the He-Man one?
Yeah, they invited Jeremy and I out there, but we had to go get our own plane tickets. Jeremy wanted to drive cross-country.
Oh, forget that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. No, I said, no, we can go because Jeremy's a huge He-Man fan. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much to go all the way out to L.A. But no, he wanted to go. He wanted to drive cross-country.
Jeremy, what's your favorite He-Man character?
Mossman, because he used to smell like patchouli when you got him. And, like, during the 90s, when, like...
How do you know how a cartoon smelled if it was on...
No, the toy, the action figure smelled of patchouli. Like, when you got the figure, he had this funk to him. And same with Skunk...
Skunkweed Man?
Skunkweed Man, yeah. Skunkweed Man, you know. Skunkor, I believe his name was. He smelled like...
No, you're kidding me, right?
No, I'm dead serious.
Skunkor?
Had this like black stripe. He almost looked like a cat though instead of a skunk, which I guess they kind of look the similar. But during the 90s, it was great because all these people would walk by me and it would bring me right back to playing with Masters of the Universe figures. Yeah, I'd be like, oh,
you know, they're a Dead Show or He-Man fans around there. Well, you were like me. We're older. We weren't into He-Man.
I watched the cartoons, but that's about it. But I still have Castle Grayskull.
Oh, you had that?
I have Castle Grayskull.
Me too.
Snake Mountain. I even have Mumra's castle.
Why did you have that? This is after the show was on, right?
This guy gets toys now. He's...
I buy toys. I'll go see, like, a cool figure and buy something.
He sits there and... Have you not watched any of his videos where he's playing with Superman and, what's the monkey's name?
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong?
Yeah, you didn't see that. Rose bought me... My wife, Rose, she bought me, Kong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have one of my DC Classic Supermans out of package.
Three more now.
And I have Superman fighting Kong. If you go to the Angry Geek Show page, you'll see the video of Superman battling Kong. Kong is actually, I named him Titano, of course. And yeah, check it out.
You like Mega Godzilla?
Actually, Mega Godzilla was in Ready Player
One. He was. I saw that. But it didn't look like the one I knew. That was too sophisticated. The one I knew looked like a guy in a suit.
He-Man was in Ready Player One. Both He-Mans, actually. The newer guy.
I did not see them. I saw the Turtles.
Yeah. It's very... I haven't even seen
it was like... It was on a lunchbox, wasn't it, or something?
Yes, it was on a lunchbox.
But
he was walking around with the characters?
No, there was a battle scene, I guess, where they're all charging after something. I haven't seen
them. And he was riding on his lion?
No, he's there with his sword, and then they had... Remember the New Adventures of He-Man when he was like a space kind of guy? Yeah. Well, neither did I, because that was weird. But he's also in the background, too.
Well, I did not know. I saw Ready Player One. It was okay.
I'm reading the book right now, so after I read
I know the guy who wrote the book, actually. Ernie Cline. Yeah, he also wrote Fanboys.
Oh.
That movie that came out, the same guy. That's I knew him from Fanboys. And I'm like, yeah.
Stealing my life.
No. Anyway...
Around. Hey, guys!
Well, let's see. I'm going to wrap the Power Cosmic up. This was a lame episode because We were so cold.
The
lamest episode we've ever done, episode 94. And he said the reason why is because the Angry Geeks were on it. That's probably why it was so bad, right?
What, today's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to it, thank you.
I love you too, John.
I think it's the cold weather. We're all just...
That's what we're all saying. Everyone's a little bit sluggish today from the cold weather. All right, that's about it. He's got a King Lion from Robin Hood shirt there. That's kind of cool.
Kid's got a Plastic Man shirt.
Really? Oh, yeah, I like Plastic Man. That is a cool shirt. You do see a lot of cool T-shirts now, more than ever before growing up. We're lucky if you saw a Superman shirt growing up, maybe Batman. Now I see, like, a Blue Devil T-shirt. Have you seen one of those yet?
No, I haven't seen a Blue Devil T-shirt, but if there is, I will get one and have Paris Cullen's autograph it for me. You know what? My Green Lantern leather jacket, Ron Mars Robert. Himself. Ron Mars autographed my Green Lantern leather jacket.
Ron Mars, the guy who shoved the Green Lantern's girlfriend in a refrigerator, and then what did he do? Yeah, it's all quiet there now. Oh, wait a second. This is a special bonus edition here of the Power Cosmic Podcast because we were just joined by writer extraordinaire, creator of the Simonians, one of the only Mr. Marvel himself, the man who learned how to letter things with a computer, Mr. Joe Caramagna. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's so impressive. I learned how to letter things with a computer.
Yeah, it's called a typewriter.
It's been quite an accomplishment in my life. Yeah, it's called a typewriter.
Joe, what's your favorite donut?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I just bought a Doughboy from Donut Crazy this morning.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, once you pick out the dough and stuff, it's just a regular pastry.
Well, true story is that after you gave me the Doughboy at New York Comic Con, I was eating it, and I was a little too excited to eat my Doughboy, and I almost threw up all over. And I actually,
it was so sweet.
Oh yeah, I turned to my buddy Andrew and I said, "I think I'm going to throw up right now."
Would that be Andrew Edge?
Yes, it would be Andrew Edge. Yes,
from Monkey Bone Press,
Cool Monkey Press.
Cool Monkey Press. Yeah.
Yes, but Monkey Bone's a pretty cool name. I should.
That was a movie years ago with the kid that was George of the Jungle. I think it was called Monkey Bone. What was that kid's name?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Monkey bone, yeah. Anyway, so you were talking about the donut. What happened? It was just too sweet? Your body was in insulin shock?
Well, we need to explain this donut, right? It's a donut that's sliced in half and filled with cookie dough batter.
Chocolate chips.
With chocolate chips. And then that donut is dipped in chocolate, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then they take that donut that's been dipped in chocolate, and they take an ice cream scooper of cookie dough.
And put that on top.
And they put that on top to fill
it's
in
insane.
The hole.
Yeah.
So I was like,
about a 2,000 calorie donut.
Yeah, and I was about 75% through it, and I said, I think I'm going to throw up. And I had to run to the trash can and throw it away.
Oh, no product endorsement, Crazy Donuts. We love your donuts.
Here's the endorsement. I bought one today.
Did you eat it yet?
No, it's
waiting for it. Yeah. I've had a bunch of theirs. They ever have the Black Hawk, which is like a chocolate donut with chocolate frosting and chocolate sprinkles. It's chocolate crazy.
I saw the Black Hawk. I passed on it. It looked like it would make me throw up, so I passed
on it. You got to stop saying you're going to throw up for me these donuts. They're quality donuts. We love the donuts. They're Donut Crazy. Yes, ask for them by name.
No, but see, because this is audio, they don't know. They haven't seen Donut Crazy. These donuts are massive.
Oh,
they're not
like a donut like you get at Dunkin' Donuts or like an Entenmann's little thing. They're like twice or three times the size.
So when I say I'm going to throw up, like this, it's like eating like five donuts.
Absolutely is. They've had a bunch of, I'm trying to think of some of the recent ones. There's a birthday cake donut.
Yes.
There's the cannoli donut, which we talked about. There's the...
I had the French toast for breakfast.
Never had a French toast donut.
It's good. It's more like a basic one. It's not crazy. It's not like five-star.
Well, they have two types if you go there. They have the designer ones, which are the over-the-top with the frosting. And then they just have the regular donuts, which are just like, you know, a cinnamon donut with a little spice or apple pie donut or something. That's not too crazy.
Right. That was the donut I had. The French.
What is your love affair with donuts, Joe? Has it always been lifelong? Are you like a Dunkin' Donuts? Or are you like, who eats that regular cake donut? I would see my father take that regular donut with nothing on it and dip it in his coffee. I never understood it. An old-fashioned, correct?
Yeah, my son actually loves old-fashioned donuts. Yeah, he dips them in milk and coffee and stuff.
Very weird. Yeah, I don't get it.
That's what it's for. You have to dunk it, you know?
Old-fashioned.
You can't just eat the old-fashioned on its own.
Were you a fan of the Entenmann's donut, which had that weird chocolate on the outside? Yeah. And then you go inside the golden cake inside.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Dolly Madison, were you a little six packs? Remember the little snack cakes you'd get?
Yeah. But
little donuts. There's a powdered sugar, and then there's a chocolate.
Are they really donuts, though? Those little.
Not really.
Like, little Debbies and things like that.
Those were the
tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes. Yeah, there's Hostess.
Hostess, yeah. But those aren't really... Well, Hostess Donuts, they make Hostess Donuts.
Those are snack cakes, really.
Yeah. But Hostess does have donuts. They have the minis, the little donuts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Are those Hostess, the donuts?
The donuts.
Yeah.
Like Dolly Madison.
Sure. I gotcha.
Yeah. What I'm saying, there was crocodiles, which are a chocolate-covered Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Yeah. Matt Herring, who's not here today, is a connoisseur of junk food. Matt Herring can tell you every type of junk food there ever was. Yeah. And what it is. He's a man who drinks 20 Mountain Dews a day.
I don't think anymore.
Since he's still in the Mountain Dew, but not as much. The kidney stone stuff.
Yeah, I thought he had to kick it since the kidney stone incident where the doctor, the lab inspected the kidney stone and found it was 100% Mountain Dew.
Pretty much. I'm trying to think, what's his other, Suzy Q's? He's a big fan of the Suzy Q.
Oh, Suzy Q's are so good. I used to take Suzy Q's and microwave them for a few seconds.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, it's a game changer.
Let me tell you, once I was eating a Suzy Q and I was driving my car, I remember they were like really sticky, that outside fudge. It would like, you wouldn't get it on your fingers because it would be like stuck like crazy glue. Yeah. So I'm driving my car. I'm at a light. I'm trying to eat the Suzy Q, but when you would bite into it, the cream would come out around the sides. Remember that? Yep. So the trick was you'd had to lick the cream off the sides. So I'm at a light one day, and I have the Suzy Q in my hands, and it was the most obscene graphic thing in the world. As I'm taking my tongue and licking the frosting off, and I look at the light, and facing towards me is a cop, a woman cop, and she's just staring at me, and she's just shaking her head back and forth like, oh, man, look at this fat bastard.
You're probably very disgusting in that moment.
Suzy Q.
Yeah.
That's the name, Suzy Q. But what is your favorite, favorite snack cake besides a donut? Quickly.
Oh, gosh.
Is it the Hostess cupcakes with the black chocolate with the little white swirly things on top?
No, love those. I do love those, but no, Hostess Snowball.
No. Which color?
The pink,
the traditional one?
I was never picky. It was just any Hostess.
Snowballs are my favorite. I got to admit, I love that. I saw green ones the other day. It was a toss-up. I was at the store. I go, ooh, do I get the honey glazed donut, the honey bun, which is a breakfast treat, or do I get the snowball, or do you go for a scooter pie or moon pie?
Yeah, moon pie is pretty good, but, I mean, how can you pass up the snowball?
You got to love it. I remember a couple years ago they had a tie-in with DC Comics, and they were calling glow balls. And it was Green Lantern was on the cover. And I got a picture where Green Lantern was there. He goes, Green Lantern's glow balls. It just didn't sound right, you know?
No, that's obscene. That's like you eating the Suzy Q in the car. So
you're a snowball fan, huh? You like that. Now, of all the different types, you have Tasty Cakes, you have Hostess, you have Entenmann's. There's different types of vendors and bakeries. What was the one that went out of business? There was Little Debbie. There's snack cakes. Which one do you think are like the Cadillac of snack cakes and the other ones are your bargain basements? I always thought Little Debbie was kind of like cheesy.
Yeah, Little Debbie was like low rent, you know. I don't know if she's
grandmother. Your grandmother would
sponsor this podcast, man.
Your grandmother would buy like Little Debbie cakes, you know. It's like low rent. Yeah, you didn't have that. They were on sale. They always had a big red sticker on, like $2 for $5 or something.
Yeah, the fudge icing used to peel off like a fruit roll up.
I used to like the only one they did right off was the oatmeal cookie one that had the cream filling, like the vanilla filling.
Yeah.
Those are good because the oatmeal, you could bend it. It's like you could mold it like a clay almost. You know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was artistic.
Very few things are as good as the Hostess fruit pie.
Oh, no. The apple or the cherry? There's a bunch of different ones.
Cherry, lemon.
Oh, no. Did you ever have the chocolate one?
I have had the chocolate
it's
one.
It's a rarity. You don't see it much around the wild.
I was going to say, they were rare.
You'd be in that wrap, that wax wrapper, because I think it was a brown wrapper. It wasn't very, like, conducive to like appealing, like, oh, what is that nasty thing?
Like,
but it was
paper,
a chocolate pie. It had like chocolate pudding in the middle.
Yeah, it was like chocolate pudding in the middle. Yeah, it's exactly what it was, a Hostess fruit pie filled with chocolate pudding.
That was the Cadillac of fruit pies. But I'm gonna say apple's my favorite, followed by cherry.
I used to like lemon.
I never ate the lemon because the lemon was kind of like a weird, almost like a toothpaste substance. What, like you could caulk windows with that?
Yeah, but you know what? The apples, like, apples dime a dozen. I mean, you can get apple treats everywhere. You know what I mean?
Was there blueberry? Blueberry was a rare.
They had blueberry. I used to like blueberry, yeah.
Was there a strawberry one? There's a weird strawberry
I don't know, but just...
Legend
has it that there's strawberry. No, like 2 weeks ago, I had a strawberries and cream, not Hostess, but it was a Tasty Cake fruit pie.
Tasty Cake's kind of like a borderline, you don't know what... Drake's Cakes. Remember Drake's Cakes?
So it's like a, you know, it's a Philly.
Maybe it's a local tasty thing.
Cakes is a Philly, right? Like
I think it's down in the valley.
Yeah. Wawa, Tasty Cake.
Yankee Doodle. Remember Drake's Cakes? They used to do Yankee Doodles. Very dry, the Yankee Doodle. You choke on it a little bit because it's like they need more frosting.
Yeah, what's the one that looked
Devil
like
Devil Dogs.
Yodels. Yeah.
No, yodels were the log. No, that's a log. You peel the chocolate off. Ringdings.
Ringdings. Thank you. Okay,
remember they used to come with a tinfoil wrapper on the outside, and you'd like save that tinfoil, make a ball, and then throw it at people in class?
I didn't do that.
We had no toys. We were poor.
I used to throw the paper away.
we would save the tin.
we would try to reuse it, repurpose it.
We would make toys out of it. We had no money. We were very poor. We read comic books.
I didn't look at like a Hostess fruitcake wrapper and say, what else can I do with this? I would just throw it away.
It was garbage.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Oh, we thought it was like a Happy Meal. It was like a toy or something, you know? You could fold it and make stuff out of it, you know? Do you ever have friends that took like the wrappers of the chewing gums and they would make like those chains and you have like a sister or a cousin was great? No. My sister would make like
strips.
No, my sister would make like a chain out of gum wrappers. You would fold them up into these little things.
That's as sad as someone making a bracelet out of paper clips.
We did that too.
I know. I can tell.
Oh, stop it.
From we your used to make
sock balls. You never had sock balls? You no, take old socks and wrap them up with rubber bands?
My dad told me that's how he used to play soccer.
Yeah, that's what we did. Sock balls. Yeah, because the nuns would take all our balls, so this is what we used. I think I actually might have people looking to buy tickets at my show. Watch me run over there and they'll be gone.
All right. Well, go do
business. I'm going to go make a sale. I got money. I'm freezing. All right, that wraps up another episode. All right, John, how do we, if you could still breathe, how do we end an episode?
Freezing, freezing, freezing.
And?
That's that.
And that's that.
This has been a production of Big Fedora Marketing, LLC. The folks that bring you the terrific Comic-Con, GamerCon, and so much more. Thanks for listening.